Within the simulation, the search for the Creator, Chapter 8, Beyond Measure. Having grasped one of the first rules of the simulation, that attention and focus can shape reality within its confines, the group now confronts another fundamental concept drawn from the fabric of physics itself. That distance, like time, is merely an illusion, subject to their perception and intent. Fatima, Trey, Timmy, and Aravi stand in a vast, empty, desert-like environment, a landscape that stretches on endlessly in all directions. The air is dry and still, the heat shimmering on the horizon, and the guardian, tall, cool, and authoritative, appears. His expression commanding. Your current reality is collapsing. You must move on, but that means reaching a distant point. But remember, what appears distant is not always far. The path is hidden. The clues to your path you will find in the glitches you've seen before. The group looks confused but attentive. Fatima's brow furrows as she recalls the many glitches from their previous experiences. There was the woman checking the book repeatedly, a man looking at his watch, and then she remembers the white cat that followed her around the city, the one that had a diamond mark that seemed completely out of place in either the real world that she thought she was in, or even within a simulation. The physicist whispers to herself, thinking deeply, Trey and I saw a lot of these glitches. We may have to brainstorm. The guardian nods slightly as if acknowledging her thought, then points into the distance where the heat waves distort the air, making it look like a mirage. He then speaks in a pointed, firm voice. Find the hidden paths and find what you must uncover, the shortcuts that will save you. What seems far is only as distant as you make it. Remember, in this realm, distance is a mere illusion. Look closely for what you've seen before. The guardian's form begins then to flicker, pixelating slightly as he fades into the desert air, leaving the group to process his cryptic words. While Timmy's son has been sent back to the first home, Timmy must still save himself. Meanwhile, Trey considers the clue. What does he mean by glitches we've seen before? We've seen a lot of glitches, and maybe what we think are glitches simply aren't. So how are we supposed to find a path in this desert wasteland? And Aravi says thoughtfully, I think he means something that we might have overlooked. She then recalls aloud how Fatima reported a cat with a diamond mark which followed her around the city. That might be the glitch or one of the glitches to look for. And Timmy catches on saying, well, it's like finding a hidden key, you know, something that unlocks something big, except in this case, the key might be something that would open the fabric of reality. His curious use of words raises the group's eyebrows, but they begin to walk, eyes scanning the vast shifting sands. As they move, the wind picks up, stirring dust and small pebbles, making visibility challenging. Fatima squints against the brightness, thinking hard. And here I always thought that these glitches that Trey was talking about were merely evidence of a simulation. But they may have been planned all along. As they continue their trek, the wind grows stronger along the walk and carrying with it a sense of urgency and danger. The ground beneath them cracks occasionally, as if the simulation is fraying at the edges, threatening to fall apart at any moment. Trey looks around anxiously, feeling the instability under his feet. He grimaces impatient. How do we even know where to start? This could go on for miles. I mean, every direction looks the same. but Fatima is focused and encouraging. Remember what the Guardian said. The glitch is from before. It could be that Arvi is right. When I mentioned the cat with the diamond on its head, it stood out in her mind. Maybe it's significant, and that's the one that we have to look for. The group continues searching, scanning their surroundings. Meanwhile, the sky above darkens slightly, and the temperature drops as the wind intensifies. The ground cracks more frequently now, and they can feel the simulation's instability growing. Arvi points, "Look! Over there, that tree, it has some kind of mark on it." They rush toward a lone tree standing defiantly in the middle of the desert. As they get closer, they see a faint diamond-shaped mark. The mark is etched on its bark, and it's glowing softly. Arvi says, "There, is that the mark?" Fatima says, "This is it. This is the same mark that was on the cat. And that must be the doorway that the Guardian was talking about. So if we focus our attention on it, remember that attention can change outcomes, we might be able to turn that diamond mark into a path or at least a navigation point." The four of them concentrate on the mark on the small tree, visualizing it as a portal through space. The mark begins to pulse and grow brighter, and the air around it distorts like a ripple on a pond. The diamond mark appears to grow larger and larger and then begins to pull them in like a magnet, drawing them closer. They continue to focus their intent upon it, and it shimmers even more intensely, distorting the air around it. And Trey, with awe, says, "It's actually working. I can feel something changing." And Fatima says urgently, "Don't break focus. Keep thinking about where you want to go. Visualize the point we need to reach, the next level of this simulation, and imagine us being there. As if there's no distance at all. As if it's right where the tree is." The four of them close their eyes, concentrating deeply. The desert around them begins to blur, and they feel a strange sensation like being pulled gently forward. The air hums with a low resonant sound, vibrating through their bodies. And then the landscape shifts and bends as if the very fabric of the simulation is being stretched and twisted. Suddenly, the desert fades away, and they find themselves on a grassy hill far away from the collapsing simulation level. The wind is calm here, the sky is clear. They've made it to the next level. Timmy, out of breath more from the strain than from any exertion, says, "We did it! We did it! And we didn't even need a navigation system. These hacks, they work." And Fatima says, elated, "Oh yes, these hacks do work. They are the ways in which we will learn and keep learning how to navigate." And Arvi is completely overwhelmed. "We moved across the simulation a vast distance, something that might take us, if we walked, years. And we crossed the distance without even taking many steps." And Fatima nods, smiling, "So distance really is just an illusion here." And Trey, still catching his breath from the excitement of the moment, looks around, realization dawning on his face. "So what else is an illusion?" And they stand in awe, realizing that they have completed the Guardian's challenge, but with more questions than answers about the true nature of their reality. They now know that the rules that they once thought were fixed are anything but, and that they've only begun to scratch the surface of the simulation's secrets. It is then that the Guardian reappears before them. Its expression is one of satisfaction and firmness. "You have begun to understand one of the simulation's deeper truths. Distance and time are merely constructs, illusions, created and crafted by the code to conserve energy. Fatima, still processing the experience, steps forward. So everything we perceive as distance, it's all but a trick of the code? And the guardian nods. Exactly. In this realm, what you see as far away is merely a rearrangement of data points. The simulation uses this to create the illusion of vast spaces. The reality is much simpler. Everything is much closer than you believe. Trey looks skeptical but intrigued. So you're saying there's really no such thing as distance at all? The Guardian says with firmness, not in the way you understand it. What you perceive is merely a construct. It's all about conserving computational energy. Non-locality, entanglement, these are physics terms used to describe the indescribable, all nonsense without a sim. He looks to Fatima, who chimes in. There's a concept called non-local connectedness. Objects that are 100 million light years apart, they act as if they're right next to each other, and no one understood it. Einstein called it spooky action at a distance. It made no sense, yet each one knew what the other one was doing as if they were communicating. But they couldn't because of the vast distance. And the Guardian nods. There was no distance. That was the illusion your world in physics tried to understand. And Otto V, still absorbing the revelation, interjects. So, like, when we feel time dragging on or speeding up, is that the code adjusting itself? The Guardian smiles. Trey notices it's the first time this entity has actually shown any real emotion. It speaks up. Precisely, time, like distance, is flexible here. What you experience as time passing is merely the simulation creating sequences for you to process. You can bend this, as you just did, by focusing on the outcome of the event. And Fatima, now with a gleam of understanding in her eyes, adds with confidence, so it's like the video game analogy. The vast world is just data on a small chip, and our awareness can reshape how we interact with it. And the Guardian, with a satisfied nod, says, you're beginning to see beyond the illusion. This knowledge is powerful, but be cautious. Many more illusions are designed to keep you constrained. Trey, now more convinced, looks at Fatima. I guess we have a lot more to learn then. But on the other hand, if we ever get together but move apart, we won't have to suffer through a long-distance relationship. The group smiles, the Guardian nods, acknowledging their progress while hinting at the greater challenges ahead. Indeed, remember this lesson, for it will serve you well in the trials to come. Your journey is far from over. The Guardian fades from view, leaving the group feeling accomplished, yet aware of the many mysteries which still lay ahead. They stand in anticipation, ready to face the next step of their journey.